Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Addiction Unlimited podcast, where you get to learn everything you want to know about addiction and recovery. I'm your host, Angela Pugh, co-founder of Kansas City Recovery, life coach, and recovering alcoholic. To learn more about me, you can listen to episode zero on your podcast app or find us on the web at addictionunlimited.com. Hello, my friends. Welcome to episode number 118 of the Addiction Unlimited podcast. I'm your coach, Angela Pugh. If we haven't met, I'm a master coach, national speaker, founder of My Recovery Toolbox, entrepreneur, and recovering alcoholic. I've been working the front lines of addiction for more than a decade, helping people understand and overcome addiction. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the relapse roller coaster and my top three reasons that land you in that cycle of up and down, sober then relapse, over and over, feeling like you're getting nowhere. For those of you who signed up for the free video series, Build Your Recovery Support, you heard me talk about this a little bit in video two. And if you haven't signed up for that video series and you want it, you can get that at www.myrecoverytoolbox.com/series. It's a quick and free three-part series. And I talked about one of these traps briefly in video two, the escape craving. And we'll get into that more in a minute. First, let's talk about some cool free things happening in the world of addiction. Did you guys catch my Facebook Lives in the Addiction Unlimited group last week? I try to be short and sweet in the live videos, and right now, like, there is so much going on. My live videos have been like this crazy string of announcements. If it drives you crazy listening to all the announcements and links, I promise you it drives me crazy too. I am right there with you. But it is what it is, and it's a necessary part of having a brand and having a podcast, and we have to keep the wheel moving or we can't do any of this stuff. I had an amazing opportunity come my way too, and that's really what I want to talk about, and I was thrilled to be a part of it. There's a virtual summit going on right now. For those of you who are wondering what the heck a virtual summit is, it's basically an online conference. Because of coronavirus, all the conferences and retreats and all that kind of stuff has been canceled. But many of us as professionals want to continue providing information and support and resources for people. So putting together an online summit is an easy and super inexpensive way to do that. This one is called the Art of Intervention, ART, Addiction Recovery Transformation is what that stands for. And it's a series of expert speakers, video conversations that come out each day. And again, it's all online and totally free. And my speaker video goes live July 8th, so you have to check that out. I will put the link in the show notes so you can check out that event and see all the different speakers. There's an incredible lineup of professionals from everywhere across the country talking about a ton of different topics. Again, it's called The Art of Intervention, ART, Addiction Recovery Transformation. And I will link it in the show notes. And of course, I will post it on all my different Facebook pages so you can have quick and easy access to get all the good free info there. And our Sober Vision Workshop is coming up Tuesday, July 14th at 2 p.m. Central Time. If you want more info and to register, you can sign up at www.myrecoverytoolbox.com/108, because that was episode 108 when we talked about that getting clear on your sober vision. We're going to talk about some of that in today's episode also. The workshop is also free via Zoom. It's just for you to get clear on exactly what you need to do to create the fun and comfortable sober life you want. You didn't get sober because you want to be miserable. So let's get clear on exactly what you need to do and how to do it so you can have an awesome recovery lifestyle. We'll spend about 90 minutes together, and I made you a workbook that you can print if you'd like, and we'll go through step by step and get you a clear plan. Again, sign up for that at www.myrecoverytoolbox.com/108, because that was episode 108. It's Tuesday, July 14th at 2 p.m. Central. And if you sign up at myrecoverytoolbox.com/108, I will also give you an opportunity to view the replay of the workshop, because I know everyone has different schedules, and a lot of our Addiction Unlimited tribe are in other countries, and I want you all to be able to benefit from the workshop. So sign up, www.myrecoverytoolbox.com/108, and I will make sure you get all the info. And that leads me to the last and the biggest announcement of all. The membership site is going to open again. I've gotten a ton of messages from you guys wanting to join, and many of you got on the list, so you will have first dibs on signing up. And the membership is getting a new name. It's been Inner Circle, because you guys know I launched it when coronavirus happened and everybody just wanted and needed more support. So I launched it on the fly with no plan, and it was Inner Circle. Well, now we're going to fine tune it, and we're going to add some more resources and cool stuff. And the name is changing to Sober Society. And it will be open to join for about a week, starting on July 9th. It will not be open for everyone to join whenever they want. It will only be open a few times a year. So make sure you take advantage of this opportunity right now to sign up. It comes out to about $6 a week, you guys. It's so inexpensive, and it's a ton of content and support. We have 2 online recovery meetings per week. There's video segments, early access to all the podcast episodes, and a private group chat for support and motivation and fun. And I will link that in the show notes as well. You can find Sober Society on the website, www.myrecoverytoolbox.com. And I'm so excited, you guys, to welcome new members and meet new people in the online meetings. But remember, it's a limited time that the cart will be open for you to join, and it opens July 9th. So don't procrastinate, my little procrastinators. Okay, we made it. That's it. Thank you for being patient through all the announcements. I know it can get annoying, especially when I'm talking about stuff you aren't interested in. But remember, other people are interested, and we want to serve everyone and make sure there's something for everyone. Now, let's jump into this relapse roller coaster. My top 3 reasons people get stuck on the roller coaster. 1, expectations. You think it's going to be quick and easy. 2, lack of direction. You don't plan or create a toolbox or have support. Or 3, escape. You think you're craving a drink, but really, you're craving escape. That's a big one. So let's start with 1, expectations. One of my favorite sayings is expectations are premeditated resentments. And the more you think about this phrase in different situations, the more you realize how accurate it is. It can be as simple as I walk into my regular AA meeting and I see someone there, and immediately in my head, I create this expectation of how they're going to greet me. This is a split second thing that happens. In my head, it flashes this picture of my friend being super happy to see me, coming across the room to say hello or give me a hug, and it's going to be all happy. But what happens is my friend is in the middle of a conversation with someone else and just gives me a slight wave from across the room. Well, all of a sudden, the committee kicks in and starts talking trash, right? Do they not like me anymore? I thought they'd come over and be happy to see me. Did I do something wrong? Did I do something to make them mad? And I'll start going over in my head all the conversations we've had to see if there's some reason they don't like me anymore. Like, I legit do this. The truth of the situation is they're just in the middle of a conversation and didn't have time to come over before the meeting started. This can also get much more complicated and it can completely derail your best intentions. For example, you have an expectation that as soon as you quit drinking, your life is going to get easy and your problems will start to disappear. When you have this expectation, you stop drinking and you get irritated when it doesn't feel easy because you thought alcohol was the problem. Here's a truth bomb. Alcohol and drugs are a symptom of the problem. The problem is we don't understand or cope with feelings well. So we use substances to numb the feelings so we don't have to feel them. The reality is you drink to manipulate feelings and dodge responsibility. So when you quit drinking, all those habits don't magically disappear. Then you get mad because you thought putting down the drink was going to solve your problems, but in truth, it's just the tip of the iceberg. I'll give you another example for myself and how I get caught in the same trap. Many of you know, about 5 years ago, I gained some weight and my eating habits got way out of control. So for the past 5 years, I have been on the roller coaster with weight and food. And I've always fluctuated weight a little bit, like 5 or 7 pounds. And as a younger person, I could drop those few extra pounds super easy with little effort. But this time, I gained 20 pounds, and now I'm 48. The weight doesn't just fall off like it did when I was 25. So I would get serious about losing the weight and changing my habits to eat healthier, and I would start going to the gym. And when I didn't have big results in a week, I would get mad and depressed and say, F it. Because I had this expectation that I was going to work hard for 5 minutes and get results. But it doesn't work that way. It took me about a year to put on those 20 pounds. So now I look at it as a long-term healing process, that it should take me a year to heal and change my lifestyle and change my mindset to support the healthier lifestyle I want. That's how I want you to look at your recovery. This is a long game, not quick or instant results. You are healing. You are changing lifestyle habits and retraining your brain to have a positive and healthy mindset. You know the person you want to be and the life you want to have, and that isn't going to magically appear just because you put down your bottle of wine. It takes work and it takes time. Now that I've reached a new level in my healthy lifestyle, I can look back on the things I was doing last year and 2 years ago, and I see how little effort I was really putting in. I see where I was totally half-assing it. I was totally half-assing the whole thing with literally zero commitment. It's like I would kind of half-ass try for 5 or 6 days, then drown my disappointment and resentment in pizza and ice cream. My workouts were total BS. I was doing the absolute bare minimum, and my commitment level was terrible because I was still committed to being lazy. I didn't want to be uncomfortable. I didn't want to be inconvenienced. I'm so lazy that I want everything to be super easy where I don't have to put in any effort. And I definitely don't want to be uncomfortable. Now that I got off the relapse roller coaster, I can see so much more clearly. I'm looking at this change as a long-term process, and I'm managing my expectations, and I want you to do the same. Don't have unrealistic expectations of quick and magical healing. There is no question when you quit drinking, you will feel better. Your anxiety will go down. You'll start to sleep better. You'll have more energy because you're not poisoning yourself anymore. And you will have to do some work to heal the wounds and retrain the bad habits into good habits. And it is going to be uncomfortable sometimes, and it is going to be hard sometimes. And some days, you're going to feel like crap. It's just that simple. And it's okay. You aren't alone in this. You are super strong. You already survived poisoning yourself, so surely you can survive recovery. Listen, get real here. People who have cancer and have to do chemotherapy and radiation don't stop their treatment because it's uncomfortable. And we've all heard the horror stories, and I'm sure some of you have experienced it firsthand. We've all heard the horror stories of chemotherapy and radiation and how awful it is and uncomfortable and how your whole life is put on hold. But those people aren't saying, you know what, I changed my mind. I think I'll just keep the cancer, right? The treatment for any illness is uncomfortable and has difficult side effects. Our illness is no different. Don't have crazy expectations that turn into resentments when things don't go your way. Be realistic in your expectations. You're playing a long game for long-term results, and you are a warrior. Be a warrior. Look discomfort in the face and tell it to F off. When the committee starts talking trash, tell it to F off and tell it you're a freaking warrior and we're not messing around here. Real change, real relief that lasts, takes real time and energy. So let's do that. And this takes me right into number two, lack of direction. You know you want to be sober. You know drinking is ruining your life. You know you want to stop, but you don't have a plan or a clear direction. The only thing you planned was not taking the next drink, and that plan is not going to get you far. When you quit drinking, it leaves a lot of hours unoccupied because we spend a lot of hours drinking. When you are changing a habit, you'll be much more successful if you exchange the habit. Meaning, if you are taking something away, add something in its place. Swap your alcoholic beverage for a new non-alcoholic beverage. If you used to sit in your living room in your favorite chair drinking your life away, don't just stop sitting in the chair and never go in the living room again. Either move the chair to a different spot in the room or get a new chair or create a whole new space for yourself to sit and enjoy your evenings. I have one client who created a beautiful little space in her bedroom with two chairs and a small table to sit her coffee on right inside the window so she gets this great sunlight coming in, and that became her new spot instead of sitting in the living room where she used to sit in front of the TV drinking bottles of wine. Exchange habits. If you used to hang out in bars on the weekends, switch it up and start hanging out at the coffee shop or the bookstore or the gym. My gym has this great little cafe where they have healthy food and protein drinks and coffee. It's like a little restaurant. And in the evenings, it's full of people hanging out, connecting. Connecting in a healthier lifestyle and a healthier place. Also, I think because the gym has childcare, so everyone can work out, then they can go hang out in the cafe for a little while before getting the kids and heading home for the evening. And don't create unrealistic expectations here either. Don't think, oh, I'm going to go hang out at the coffee shop and meet people and have a great time. And you go once and you don't talk to anyone and then you decide it didn't work and you're disappointed so you don't do it anymore. Wrong answer. You have to do something at least 5 or 10 times just to get through the initial discomfort of being uncomfortable. If you try a new AA meeting, make a deal with yourself to go at least 7 times before you decide you like that one or not. If you want to create a new habit of spending time in healthier places where there are non-drinking people, make a commitment to trying 5 different places and go to each of them 5 to 7 times before you make a decision. And if you want to meet people, then you have to smile and make eye contact and say hello to people. you know, this was an extremely challenging issue for me because my anxiety was so bad when I was new in sobriety. It felt excruciating just to walk into a meeting and even worse to push myself to connect with people. But this is what I mean about having a clear direction. I know I want to be connected to people. I know I want to have fun. I want sober friends. I want to go places and do things with people just like me. So if that's what I want, then I have to take action to create that. And that means going to places where sober people are and saying hello to sober people and accepting invitations to do things with sober people, even if they aren't things I would normally do. That's how I started making friends when I was brand new. I was invited to dinner with a group of women I didn't know, and of course I didn't want to go. The committee was screaming at me to say no. But I knew I had to go against the committee for sure because the committee isn't trustworthy. And I knew if I wanted to have sober friends and a fun, sober life, then I had to be willing to be uncomfortable and hang out with sober people. I went to the dinner. I sat in my car and cried for probably 20 minutes before I went in because my anxiety was so bad. But I did it. I stayed 30 minutes and it was nice. It wasn't life-changing like I had the time of my life, but it was life-changing in the way that I was putting the time and energy into breaking old habits and creating new, healthier ones that were in line with the life I wanted to build for myself. Micro-decisions, those split-second choices, will change your life. This is exactly why we're doing the Sober Vision Workshop, to get clear on that direction you want to go and get clear on what you need to do to accomplish the life you want. No lifestyle is built overnight. It has taken me years to become who I am today, and every single year I see massive growth because I have a clear direction. That's what I want you to have. And this will help with expectations too. Being accurate with your expectations and having a clear direction will help you feel that sense of accomplishment rather than getting stuck in the trap of, I should be better than this by now. I should feel better. I should be farther along. First of all, every sober person has those same thoughts. I think it at least once a week about something. And I have to catch myself and remind myself that everyone feels that way and I am exactly where I'm supposed to be. Okay, last one, number 3, craving escape. Here's a huge misconception, especially when we use the word craving. You are not craving a drink. You are craving escape. We drank to numb and avoid feelings. We drank to numb anxiety, numb guilt, numb insecurity, numb indecision, numb fear. When you get sober, you have no escape. You now have to provide the escape for yourself. You have to find out what makes you feel better and gives you relief. And you have to be realistic in your expectations because the activities we enjoy sober are not anesthesia like alcohol. Alcohol is a natural anesthetic and it numbs physical and emotional pain. Sobriety does not do that, so don't expect it to. You will be uncomfortable and you will survive. You have to build your survival muscles because you haven't used them in a long time because you used alcohol to survive everything. And building muscles takes time and energy and practice. You are perfectly capable of being uncomfortable and getting through it, especially if you follow all the strategies and plans I map out for you with this podcast. If you follow along and put the things in place that I suggest, you will definitely be able to get through those uncomfortable times. don't get caught up in a craving and convince yourself you're craving a drink. What you are craving is an escape and relief from whatever you're feeling. This is what I just talked about in video 2 of the Build Your Sober Support series. When a craving pops up, label it. Label what you are feeling that you want to escape. The drink is just the fastest way to not feel. It's not the drink you want. It's the not feeling that you want. You want to numb, and the drink is what you've always used to numb. Keep that in mind. The alcohol is only the tool, and now you have to find new tools. If you want to feel better, then find things you enjoy and go do them. If you want friends, go make them. If you want hobbies, go find them. If you want sober people to hang out with, go where sober people are. Sober people aren't going to get on a bus and show up at your house asking to hang out and be friends with you. A fairy is not going to show up on your doorstep with a perfect life in a box where all your problems are solved and you are happy. It's not anyone else's responsibility to build you or build your life. It's yours. That means you have to invest the time and energy and sometimes money to explore new things and different things, to break down your anxiety, to find activities you like to do, to feel better and have fun. No one can do your work for you. I promise you, if I could do all the work for everybody, I would do it in a split second. I would do it for everybody. It's your life. Create it to be whatever you want. But don't expect to sit around the house complaining about everything and not taking any action and wonder why you don't feel good and you aren't having any fun. And in this process, think about how you can help others. What can you do to make someone else's journey feel better? How can you make someone else a little more comfortable? Think about the people around you and think about that their anxiety is bad too. So maybe you smile at them first to offer some comfort instead of only thinking about yourself and how bad your anxiety is. Be mindful of the people around you. Maybe you see someone in the grocery store who looks tired or stressed out, or their kids are acting like animals, and you can see they're embarrassed. Take 3 seconds to say a few kind words or give them a compliment or offer some empathy about our children acting like animals, because we can all feel that pain. I don't have my own kids, but I have a very clear understanding that those little people are completely irrational and wild. I just saw a girl at the gym yesterday. The daycare is right next to the women's locker room. So I'm walking out of the locker room and she had just gotten her kids out of daycare. And her little baby, probably 7 or 8 months old, was screaming at the top of her lungs. And the poor mom was chasing her other one, who was about 2 or 3, chasing her down the hallway. And this poor girl was young. I mean, she was in her early to mid-20s and you could tell she was just about to lose her grip. And her kid was screaming, and I just looked at her and smiled, and I said, I totally understand where she's coming from. I feel the same way about 3 times a day. And we both got a laugh for a second. I wanted her to have a moment of empathy and a moment of relief and to take the edge off instead of obsessing about myself and whatever thing I'm complaining about in the moment and thinking about keeping my head down because my anxiety is so bad. Stop only thinking about yourself. Lift your head up. Make someone else's day better. Be of service. Okay, let's recap. 1, expectations. Expectations are premeditated resentments. Don't have unrealistic expectations about what you will get or how fast you will get it in sobriety. You're playing the long game, not the instant gratification game. You will definitely have some relief when you quit drinking. And we want continued relief for the long term. So we are going for lifestyle change. It's so funny to me how quickly we expect results in our lives when we get sober, when really, usually we've dedicated years to our demise, right? It took years of drinking to get where I got. And it only makes sense that my healing will take time also. Don't get frustrated. Just know there isn't a fast and easy solution. Make sure you manage your expectations so you aren't getting upset when things don't go your way. Some days are going to be fantastic, and some days are going to be not fantastic. We can't control life, but we can control how we respond to it. If something feels off or isn't going the way you thought it would or the way you wanted it to, take a second and reevaluate the situation and see what you can do to shift it. Could you be doing more? Do you need to be more patient? Are you being lazy? Are you being entitled? Could you be trying harder? Manage your expectations and be kind to yourself. This is a hell of a journey you're on. Give yourself some grace. Number two, lack of direction. If you don't have a plan, create a toolbox and support, you will flail with little success. Having the understanding that this is going to take time, you're going to have to be patient and make your decisions with intention to live your life intentionally, this will serve you very well. Here's what I mean when I say live intentionally. That means you think about each part of your day and you choose what actions to take. You choose what things you will decline and you choose what boundaries you set with people and situations. Remember the daily routine checklist I made for you? This is what it's all about. Intentionally choosing what steps you take and when you're going to take them. I break it down into three parts of the day, right? Morning, noon, and night. And then I have a list of things to choose from, and I make sure I do some of those things from the list in those different times of day. Easy peasy. For me, I'm always going to make sure I do something for my sobriety. I'm always going to make sure I do something to be of service to others. I'm always going to make sure I do something healthy for my body. Super simple. And there's a million ways to do all of those things. The key is you have to have direction. You have to know what you want your life to look like, the person you want to be, how you want to feel, so you know what activities to choose intentionally to get you going that direction. Number three, escape. You think you're craving a drink, but you're really craving escape. Don't get this confused. What you're craving is an escape. You want to numb your feelings, and the drink is the method you always used before, and it's the fastest way to escape. This is what I talked about in the video series, Build Your Recovery Support. When that craving creeps in, take a minute and figure out what you're feeling. Once you know what you're feeling, then do something to cope with that feeling instead of trying to escape it. You aren't craving a drink. Don't let the committee fool you with this. You're probably uncomfortable, bored, lonely, tired, overwhelmed, angry, confused, or a thousand other things. And you don't have any experience dealing with emotions. So your go-to move is to numb them and escape the responsibility of having to deal with them. A drink is not your solution. Don't fool yourself. Okay, my friends. Another episode together. Don't forget to jump over to www.myrecoverytoolbox.com and sign up for the Sober Society membership. The cart will only be open for a week or so, then it will close again. I love you guys. Thank you for all your support and love and kind words. I'm so happy that we are in this together and supporting one another. And if you enjoyed this episode, take a second and share it with someone you know who will love it also. The more the merrier, right? And I will link all the stuff I talked about. I know there's a ton of announcements. And remember, it's all on my various Facebook pages too. You guys can find me everywhere. I will link to all the cool free stuff I told you about, the online summit, the video series, all that good stuff. I will link everywhere and in the show notes, okay? I hope you are having a fantastic day, and I will see you next week.
You've reached the end of another great episode of the Addiction Unlimited podcast, candid and honest conversation about addiction and recovery. Be sure to visit us at addictionunlimited.com to join the conversation and access show notes and links to everything we talked about. Love this episode? Please take 30 seconds to subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes to help us improve and give you the information you want. Thanks for listening. See you next week.